This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
Yeah. Eli Winders, my man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well, dude. Doing well. I'm like all jacked up. I go to this coffee joint like right around the corner from here. It's like one of those little shed, like drive-up coffee places called Elevate. And they put like an extra shot of espresso in for me today. And I'm like all jacked up right now, dude. Like ready to go. I'm like all jacked up Mountain Dew. How's your week been going?
It's been going great. We got back from Louisville last night. I went out with the Whiskey Jam crowd.
Yeah, dude. How was that?
It was really cool. It's cool to just get out of town. I love being on the road. And the Whiskey Jam team is just great.
Yeah.
And it was good to get out of town with them and just take it to another city. But it was awesome. Good crowd and good place to sing too. So
yeah, it's that PBR in Louisville, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. Like I said, there was a great crowd and they were really receptive to like original music.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like sometimes it's hard to get a crowd to like care about like original music, especially like a lot of unreleased stuff. But they were great. They loved it. So
yeah, it's tough. We've like taken that concept out of town. It has to be in the right spot.
Exactly.
You know, like there's little pockets of it. Like if you go to like Key West Songwriters Festival, like if it's branded as like a songwriter thing, the original music stuff makes sense. Or like places like the Floribama or like Myrtle Beach or things like that where the live music lives. But yeah, it seems like Ward's been doing a great job with that up at the PBR. And I saw him recently. We were up at the Combs show in Cincinnati, and they have like the Whiskey Jam stage up there. And he said, dude, honestly, the best part of that is everybody on the bus going up and coming back together. It's like the bonding of that bus trip to Louisville is like, he said, like his favorite part.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, there was like a lot of people I'd heard of but never met in person.
Yeah.
And then, you get to meet them, and they're just as nice as they can be and treat you like... I don't know, like there's a lot of guys with like a lot of followers on there and they've been doing it for a lot longer than I have. And you know, they're just as nice as they could be, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, it was crazy. I'd never met any of them. And, we left just kind of small talk. And then on the way back, you know, it was all like we were best friends. So, but yeah,
awesome.
It's a great time.
Hell yeah, dude. So how long have you been here in town?
A little over a year. I moved in May of 23. And so, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It feels like I just got here.
Yeah,
The time has really flown by.
Yeah, dude, there's something about that first year. Like you're like you look back and you're like, oh shit, it's been a year.
Yeah,
but you're like, it feels like I just got here. Like, where did that 12 months go? You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and we got so much done. Like we, I spent a ton of time writing, spent a lot of time in the studio, and then just the beginning of 2024 into now, like we've been touring, and so it's crazy to see just how much has happened in a year.
Yeah, dude, it's hard work goes a long way, dog.
Yeah.
It really does. And you're a Carolina guy. And everybody talks about Georgia. Everybody talks, I know myself, I talk a lot about Alabama just from people that I've worked with that are from there. But Carolina, you guys, there are some great music, some great artists, some great songwriters, great musicians that come out of North and South Carolina.
Yeah, there's something out there, man. I've been surprised to meet as many like Carolinians out here as I have. And some of my best friends to write with are from North Carolina. Like, we went to high schools that played each other and like never met until we moved out here.
Isn't that crazy? It takes moving out here to meet somebody that was like in the same county as you, bro.
It's wild. It's wild. But yeah, I mean, I've met a ton of really, really talented people from North and South Carolina, and it's been awesome.
What is it about North Carolina, you think? Do you think it's that small town life of like the Appalachia, but also the coastal? Like, what is it that brings out the music that's like the Carolina sound?
I don't know. For me personally, it's just, I think, the way I was brought up. Like, the family aspect of, like, I come from a really small town, and all my family lives within like 5 miles of each other.
That's the best.
Yeah.
When you go to grandma's house whenever you want, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's
like
special.
My parents just moved into my mom's grandparents' old house, and it backs up to my grandparents' house.
Nice.
And so like, we're always over there eating lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's awesome. And I think like that's a big part of it. Like, it's just like any other town, but the family and the people there and the memories what make it special. And also just like the hard work aspect there, like everybody is, head to the ground, work for what you have. And I think that plays a lot into what I do and what I write about. So,
yeah, dude, what does your family do? Like, what are the jobs within if you had stayed home and just decided not to do music and just work in whatever your family was doing, what were the options?
So my dad's an insurance agent.
Okay.
He just took over a company back home and is, pretty fresh, actually. So he's doing that. And then my mom's a teacher.
Nice.
But I was working at a feed mill straight out of high school.
Oh,
so
all
it
right.
Was, and I probably would still be there. Like, it was a good time. I definitely wouldn't want to do that forever because yeah. it was like hard work. But we were doing everything from welding to swinging a pickaxe, a shovel, fitting pipes. Like, it was just, we were really contractors for the feed mills, and we'd go all over North Carolina and do that. And so I'd probably still be doing that now, but looking for something else. I was in school, like, kind of planning on going into real estate, something like that. So,
nice.
But it was a lot of fun working at the feed mill. I worked there for one of my buddy's dads, and we were fresh out of high school. You know, me and two other buddies that I graduated with went to work there, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
There's something about those high school, like, college jobs. Like, I worked with some of my homies that I went to high school with, like, for, like, the town parks, and we were just cutting grass and cleaning up, like, the parks, like, but it was all my buddies that I graduated high school with. There's something special about having a job like that fresh out. You don't know exactly what you're doing yet, but you're just with your buddies.
Absolutely, man. We got a lot of work done, but we had a great time, you know. Yeah, like, we were cutting up and messing around on the job, but we got what we needed to done.
Yeah, and it gives you the inspiration for writing these songs, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. I wrote a bunch of songs about, like, conversations I had, because, like, the guys we worked with had been there since they were our age, like, fresh out of high school, they've been working there, and they're, like, retirement age. And just talking to some of these guys, like, you know, got some great song ideas and just life perspective, you know?
Yeah, dude. What was your first taste of Nashville like when you first got here?
It was crazy, actually. So I went on American Idol when I was, like, 17.
Oh, really? And I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it didn't go, like, the way I planned for it to, but it worked out for me in the end, you know? So they found me on TikTok and, like, hit me up and flew me out here, and then we did, like, the audition. It was, like, super last minute. It was, like, the last audition. Like, they got us on a plane, like, maybe a couple days later. Like, it was crazy. And it was here in Nashville, and so my mom came with me, and I was, like, 17, still in high school, and one night we went to Broadway, and it was just, like, I've never seen Broadway like that since I've lived here. But it was just crazy. Like, the tourist buses were going by, we were getting flashed.
What time of year was it?
It was like November.
Oh, so it was right at the end of, because I used to work downtown.
Yeah.
So it's like, we call it, like, busy season from, like, St. Patrick's Day to, like, Thanksgiving is, like, where it's balls to the wall. And then it slows down for a little bit until St. Patty's Day in March. You get that little pop for, like, New Year's Eve. But there's nothing like when Broadway is Broadwaying, bro. There's nothing like
it. It was wild. And, like, I still to this day, like, I've been out there, like, even at, like, CMA Fest, or, like, the busy, you know, that time, like, I've never seen it like that. It was, like, shoulder to shoulder in the streets. And my mom just, like, she doesn't like going to the bar. Like, she doesn't drink. Like, it's, so she did not like that at all. And so, anyway, she was nervous when I moved out here. But then they came out and saw me play, like, the basement and saw, like, the more chill side of Nashville and, like, how it really is, you know?
Yeah, there's different sides. Like, there's the original music side and then there's, like, the cover side. But there's just an electricity when you walk down that hill past Bridgestone and you're walking past those bars. And, like, this time of year when the windows are open and you just walk past each bar and it's a different band playing something different.
Yeah.
And it's just this energy of just music, you know? There's a reason they call it Music City, and there's nothing like Lower Broadway with the music, man. It just invigorates you, and you're like, I'm in the right place. If you love music, like, you're in the right place being in Nashville.
Yeah, there's definitely something special about Nashville. It's so cool to be here and just get to be a part of it, you know? You're definitely just immersed in music, and, like, I could get done more in, like, 2 weeks than a month back, you know, that I could back home. There's just everybody here is involved in it somehow, and it's a cool thing to be a part of.
And it's like a big small town, dude.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows everybody, dog. It's crazy.
It's wild. Like, when I first moved here, I, you know, didn't know anybody, and now it's hard to go somewhere and not know somebody there. So
who were some of the first homies, like, that you kind of became buddies with when you moved out here?
The only dude I really knew was Vincent Mason when I first moved here, and we hung out, like, the very first night I moved. Well, we hung out on, like, a trip that I had known him through social media, and, like, we had DM'd a little bit, and then I was on a trip here, and we hung out and, like, tried to write a song, just kind of kicked around an idea and ended up just hanging out. So
yeah.
And then when I moved here, we started hanging out pretty regular.
And where's he from again?
He's from Georgia.
He's from,
like,
Georgia.
Atlanta area.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's a great guy. And
moved here about the same time as you, right?
No, he's been here a little bit longer.
Oh, he has been here a little bit longer.
He's been here for, like, maybe 3-4 years.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. But yeah, he was a good guy to get to know and just kind of like introduced me to the town. And,
yeah.
Yeah, but he's great. And then another, like pretty shortly after that, I met a guy that had written a lot with him. His name's Aaron Armstrong. And he's been just huge addition to like the songwriting side of me, I guess. Like he just kind of gets what I'm doing, and he's absolutely great at what he does.
Yeah.
And he's just a great hang, and really enjoy him. And that's a guy that's from like close to my hometown.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
But I met him, and he had written a song with Vincent and hit me up. And the very first time we sat down, we wrote the last single we put out, and it was Famous for a Heartache. So,
yeah, that's but, awesome, dog.
Yeah,
that's exciting. That's exciting stuff, dude. That's that first year in town. Like, that's where you really start to find like your crew, like your guys and girls that you like writing with, that you like spending time with. You know, that's where you find kind of your family. And then it just evolves over time. You know, like I'm coming up on 6 years of being here. And like where I was year one to where I am now, very different places. So it's just going to continue to evolve. What do you miss most about back home?
Man, I just miss the people. I miss the people, and I miss kind of being out in the country a lot too. Like we fish a lot back home.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to find a good spot to fish out here. Like I've been on a couple golf courses and caught some bass, but back home, you know, we get out on the boat on the coast and go catch flounder or red drum and that kind of stuff. And you can't get any of that around
some
here.
Big fish out there, bro.
Kind of. We get into like the more Eden size, I guess you would say.
Oh, okay.
Because we like to eat what we catch. And
yeah.
Dude, I've never caught anything massive. Which
really?
Is kind of a bummer. But like all my brothers and stuff, we used to go down to the Outer Banks a lot and we'd camp. And 1 year I missed it. They went down there and they caught red drum after red drum that were like just 25 plus inches, just huge fish.
Yeah.
And I like was just getting all these pictures. They were catching like 50 flounder a day, just the best fishing
the
week.
One time you're not with
yeah
them.
And so the next year I went and we caught like maybe 10 fish the whole time. So
that's how it works sometimes, dude.
Yeah,
that's how it works sometimes. We didn't catch anything, but I went I was out on the road in Massachusetts, and we ended up on a boat with the guys from Wicked Tuna,
mm-hmm.
the Wicked Pissa. I forget what the dude's name was. I think it was like Tommy or Paulie. Paulie, that was his name. And we were out there, and we didn't catch anything, but we saw like just he was showing us pictures of how big these fucking tuna are. And it's like, how do you even pull that thing in, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I would love to do that sometime, like get down and catch some like really big fish. Definitely want to go down to Florida, go like deep
bro,
sea.
Yeah.
But I love to fish, and we love to hunt too, but we spend a lot of time down in the water.
That's sick. That's cool, dude. Is it weird not being near the coast in Tennessee, like being landlocked?
It is. Like we're still like an hour from the coast, hour and a half, and then like 2 hours to where we've got a little spot we can go fish at. So it's like still going to make a day of it, but it is like here you got to like go get a hotel and
yeah.
You know, you can't just go down to the water. But I really want to get into some like creek fishing and try to catch some yeah. smallmouth and trout up here. But I'm just so busy. It's hard to find time, you know?
It's good to be busy, though.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't stand sitting around.
So what else do you like to do besides fishing? Like, what are you?
Music, man. Music? Like, I love it. I just love sitting down with a guitar and trying to write something, trying to come up with something. But yeah, fishing and music is just the passions. But I absolutely love music. I love being on the road. And it's just been some of the best experiences I've ever had. The band is great, and we've had nothing but good times on the road.
Yeah, you got some great dates coming up too, bro.
Oh, I'm super excited.
I was
excited.
Looking on the website, and you're going to some of my favorite places, like going out the Tucker Wetmore tour coming up, bro.
Yeah.
You're going up in the Midwest, right?
Yeah, we're going to the Midwest, and I'm just going to places I've never been before.
Yeah, like I think you're going to Milwaukee, right? Like
Milwaukee.
Have you been there before, man?
I haven't.
Bro, do you know about that room? You know the history of that place? So have you ever seen like the Mac Miller pool?
Is it that place?
It's that place.
That's
bro.
Sick.
It's haunted as hell, dude. It is like the vibes in there are sick. The Rave Eagle Club, dude. It's a building that has like four or five different like venues within it. And the basement is where that pool is. And we're all like the ghosts. And they take you on the ghost tour when you go to play there. So I'm sure you and the boys will get to do that.
Sweet.
And you see the Mac Miller quote. And then like the acoustics down there are crazy. So like when you're down there, definitely like...
Film a cover
yeah. in that pool, dude. And like the acoustics are just insane. But you feel like the energies of stuff when
That's
you're
wild.
In there, dude. It's a cool spot.
All right, I'll definitely get down there and
it's
check it
cool
out.
It's a cool spot. Where else are you going? I had it pulled up here. ElyWinders.com. For those that want to find out more about Eli, ElyWinders.com. Yeah. Oh, the intersection Grand Rapids. That place is sick, too. Oh, and you're going to T-Town. You're going to Tuscaloosa. And that's with
Evan Honer.
Evan Honer.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
Have you been to Tuscaloosa before?
I haven't, man. I've done very little traveling. Like, we did family vacations every year with, like, the entire family. And we just go up to, like, Virginia and stay on the lake for a week and just take it easy. And so it's been really, really cool to, like, get out of state. Yeah. And just see things that, you know, I've never seen before. But I'm so excited for the dates coming up, just going to new places. And
You're literally going to some of my favorites. I'm looking here on the website, like going to Grand Rapids, the intersection. Love that room. That's another like multi, there'll be like multiple shows going on in the different rooms. And it'll be like not all country. So like you'll be playing your show and then next door could be like an EDM artist or like a metal artist. And it's just seeing the different people in the building at that time, dude, it's fun and it's chaos. And then you're going to Chicago, bro. You're going to Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think we're trying to bring out the band for that weekend. So I think I'm going to do the first half like acoustic. And hopefully ride the bus with the guys and just save a little money that way.
Bro, but, riding the bus is sick too.
Oh yeah, I'm super excited. And like, so some of Tucker's band played in my band before they hit the road.
Oh, cool.
And so like, I'm really tight with his band and I'm super excited just to hang out with them. And but yeah, it's gonna be fun. But I'm super excited for Chicago. It's like back to back nights, sold out.
Yeah, dude, Joe's Bar is awesome.
I've never been, so I'm super excited.
You're gonna get. Are you a big pizza guy?
Yeah, I love pizza.
Okay, so up there, obviously, it's a little bit different. Like, I grew up in New York, so I'm used to, like, the thin crust where you can fold it, and it's got the little flop to it. Up there's, like, the deep dish stuff, bro. And they bring in the deep dish pizza for you after the show, and it is so freaking good.
Sweet.
Dude. Like, Chicago's badass, and it's funny because people don't think of, like, these big cities as, like, country markets. Chicago's one of the best country music markets. Like, if artists look on their Spotify for artists thing, Chicago's, like, always a top five, top ten city of where music's being streamed. So they're going to know the words to the songs, dude.
Well, sweet. Like, I hope so.
No, they will. They will, dude. And the crowd up there, too. Like, the Midwest crowds are some of my favorites for country music. Like, we did a lot of festivals up there this year, and they just show out. It's something different.
That's pretty much all we've done so far. Like, we've done Omaha and West Peoria. And,
oh, you did Cruisins?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was great.
Dude,
That show
Cruisins.
Was electric. That one, and then we went to the Bluebird in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yep, I've been through there, too.
That whole weekend was with Connor Smith, and it was just, it was the first weekend out on the road, and it was just, it was something special, man. We had the band together, and, you know, just nothing like that OG band. You know, we were out there for the first time on the road, like, I think it might have been some of the other guys' first time on the road, like, going out like that. And we got to the hotel halfway to Omaha, and it canceled the room on us, so we had to just keep going.
yeah,
and we slept, all four of us, in an F-150 in a parking lot off the side of the highway, and then kept trucking and got to the show and played that night, and then, like, had the best sleep of our lives.
Yeah, dude, when you I've had that before where, like, you run into the issues with the hotels, and then you got to van it or truck it, and then you end up in the hotel, and even if you're like sharing a bed with another guy in the van, it's just the best
sleep ever, dog. Yeah, it was awesome. that weekend was great, and everything after that was all uphill, so that we had, like, the one bad thing happened, and then it was smooth sailing for the rest of the weekend.
It's nice when it's at the front of the weekend.
If it had happened, like, at the end, it would have been terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's, in West Peoria, I love Cruisins, dude. We know Wayne and Austin and the guys from that club really, really well. They're good friends of ours, and that room is just electric.
Yeah, it was just, like, the steady, like, climb. Like, the shows just kept getting better. Like, we, obviously, that was first weekend with the band, and first weekend being on tour, and so it was just, like, we played better each night.
Yeah.
And the crowds got bigger each night, and so it was just something super special about that weekend that just gave me a taste for it and, like, kind of got me hooked, you know? Like, that's where, like, I felt like I belonged there. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do, and it just felt awesome, you know?
Yeah, dude. Those are important moments to have, dude. Yeah. I'm excited for you to go to Tuscaloosa.
Me too.
Tuscaloosa is a fun college town, dude. Those kids love their music. And the scene down there in Druid City is a great venue. It's like the one club that's there. They have, like, some other, like, bar venues, and they're just used to having the live music, so they know how to show out and act at a concert. And the Evan Honer crowd is going to be awesome, too,
yeah,
dude. I know he's a homie of yours, so that's
great.
Yeah,
he's actually, like, one of the first people I met, like another artist that like he followed me like super early and like was just super kind to me and introduced me to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then he moved to town and we started hanging out a little, seeing each other here and there, and then got the show coming up. So I'm super excited. And just, you know, I'm thankful for every opportunity. It's so cool that everybody here is just so willing to like help you out and help you along the way. And I don't think a lot of people see it that way, or it's, you just don't think of it that way, but everybody truly is just willing to help and just help you succeed. And I think it's just such a cool town to be a part of. And I don't know, it's a cool industry, I guess. You don't see it like that. You don't see that in a lot of other industries.
No, dude. And especially like before you come to town, you're like, oh, is this going to be like competitive?
Yeah, like cutthroat. Like, yeah. Everybody's trying to put you down to get ahead, but it's the opposite.
And I think it used to be like that back in the day, but like our generation has kind of flipped the script on that, you know, like to where it is very welcoming. It's such a collaborative kind of town. Even the folks like me that don't write and sing, like we find our way into the industry, and it's just like, how can we work together and create something really cool, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it everybody's just so kind and helpful.
Yeah. Are you into sports?
I like to watch college football. I don't keep up with it.
Who's your team? Is UNC your
UNC,
team?
UNC, man. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's where my girlfriend's at. She goes to UNC and, I like to, when I go visit her, I like to go to the games could make it to a lot more when I live back home. But I like to watch college football. I'll keep up with their basketball team a little bit, but
yeah.
It's just hard to keep up with it. Got a whole bunch going on.
Yeah, like I grew up a huge Virginia Tech fan. So gotcha. I'm an ACC guy as well.
Yeah.
And then the moment like I got down here, when you go on the road and you're working weekends doing shows, it's great, but you're not available on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like you're sound checking when they're playing like a 3 o'clock game or a noontime game or something. But UNC, I've never been to Chapel Hill, but I hear it's awesome.
It's a great town. We've got a show coming up there. We're playing a fraternity beginning of next month.
The frat parties are fun, dude.
It's gonna be sick. It's our first like, I've played frats in the past acoustic, but this will be our first like full band frat show. We're just doing a bunch of covers, you know, gonna have a good time and just entertain the best we can. But I'm super excited to be back. And then we're playing Greenville ECU the next day. So it's just a big frat weekend. A
little college tour.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to do, you know, as much college stuff as we can. That way when we go back to the cities, you know, hopefully they'll come out and buy a ticket and see
us
again. That's
just it, dude. And it's like guys, especially in the Southeast, that's been like a formula. You think back to guys like Corey Smith and FGL used to do that. Brantley Gilbert did that, where you kind of, and your circle kind of starts in the Carolinas and then you just continue to grow it. And you jump across the border to Georgia. You jump across the border to places like Knoxville or go up into Virginia and play like Blacksburg or Charlottesville. And like, that's a great way to do it, dude.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like I've had people reach out from social media that live in Texas, or they, you know, they're like, hey, like, can we get you to come play the frat? And we're, you know, working on some more stuff. And then even like going down to Tuscaloosa, and we're going to Auburn also next month to play a frat show.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, hopefully those will lead to more down there.
It's amazing how different the college towns are in each state too.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Like, you know, it being in the Carolinas, that like Winston-Salem's different from Raleigh, different from Durham, different from Chapel Hill, different from like in South Carolina, different Clemson and Columbia are different. Like, you're going to see that the kids are different in different places. And Auburn and Tuscaloosa are a great, like, they're both awesome, but different, you know? And like, I personally, if I had to pick one, don't hate me, Alabama people, but I personally, having done a lot in the state of Alabama, I love Auburn.
I've heard that a lot this weekend.
Auburn is fantastic, dude. The kids there are great. It's like, Bama is probably more, they're both very fratty, but it's like Auburn's just a little bit more blue collar, you know? It's like a little bit of a different style of student. Both love to have a good time, but there's something about like Toomer's Corner and just the vibe of that campus is sick.
Yeah, I mean, back to the traveling thing too. Like, I'm just excited to see new places and get down there. And like, I just love the fall, man. Something about being on like a college campus in the fall.
Bro, you're
like,
gonna be there during football season.
Yeah, it's gonna be electric.
And these are probably Friday and Saturday shows, I'm guessing. So it's like you're there while it's like game week, yeah, and you're getting to experience the SEC.
The just best feel it time in the of air.
Yeah, dude, the fall, you're not, nobody's passing out because it's too hot. Like, you're not on stage sweating bullets or anything like that. Like, there's something special about the fall in a college town.
Yeah, I love the fall. I love, like, sitting around a campfire and wearing, like, a flannel. Just the fall's, like, the best time of the year.
Hoodie and short weather, dog.
Yeah.
Hoodie love and it. Short weather, or, like, a long sleeve, like, Comfort Colors tee, bro. Like, there's something special about it. Where's a place that you haven't been yet that you really want to get to?
Man, like, absolute dream venue would be Red Rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a lot of people's dream venue. I'm super, like, back to Chicago, man. I'm just super excited for that. My manager's from Chicago.
Sick.
And, like, she'll take us around. We've got plenty of time to, like, see the town because we're playing two nights.
You
got
to go to the Music Exchange. Chicago Music Exchange, definitely, bro.
Will be there.
I haven't been in there because, like, when I was up there, I was doing, like, the merch guy, like, the TM thing, so I had to be more on site handling the show. But all the band guys and the artists that I was with, they, like, had it as a point to, like, we got to get to the Music Exchange, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I hear there's nothing like it. Like, it's just a massive, massive store, like, building just full of everything.
Yeah, I've ordered a bunch of stuff from them, like, you know, online. So I'm excited to get up there and see that. I'd love to, like, definitely want to play Walnut Creek Amphitheater in North Carolina.
Yeah,
that's where I saw, like, my first show. And
what was your first show?
It was Lumineers.
Oh.
Lumineers, okay. And Camp opened up. So I'm a big, like, I love country music, but I also love, like, Americana, like, bluegrass, folky stuff. And so right after high school, I went and saw Lumineers, and Camp opened up for them, and it was a great show.
Yeah, dude. And right now, it's like, you talk about that blending of, like, what you grew up listening to. What a perfect time for a guy like you to be coming along, where all that kind of fits together and all that crossover stuff, dude, to where it doesn't have to be singing about girls, trucks, and beer. You could be singing about all kinds of stuff melodically and sonically. You can do all kinds of different shit that reflects that, what you grew up listening to.
Yeah, country music is just so broad right now. You can get away with just a acoustic guitar and your vocal, or you could, you know, get away with straight down the middle, like, radio country. It's just so, like, broad, you know. Yeah. There's so much opportunity in country music right now, and it's awesome. Yeah,
and it's a bigger audience than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Which is what's wild, dude. Like, the fact that guys like Wallen and Zach and Luke are selling out stadiums back-to-back nights is nuts. That's bigger than it was when Garth was doing it. That's bigger than it was when FGL was doing it. And it's like, if there's a time to be in the country world, it's right now in 2024, dude. Yeah. It's exciting.
It's awesome. And it's been cool to see. Just like the little bit we've been on the road, just like real time, like, connection with people at that level. Obviously the dream is to play stadiums and stuff too, but, like, it just makes me happy to see, like, three people in the front row singing along to my songs, you know, like, I, that playing a stadium like that is just completely would blow my mind.
Yeah.
But I'm just so happy with what we're getting to do now, and it's awesome. There's nothing like it in the world.
Yeah, dude, not at all. So who would your, I got to ask you, like, a Mount Rushmore question.
Oh.
Mount Rushmore of, like, guys or girls from North Carolina that do music. Like, because there's quite a few of them, if you know off the top of your head.
Yeah, Eric Church.
Okay.
I love Randy Travis.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke Holmes is a North Carolina guy, too.
Yeah, he's Boone. He's a little bit of a, it's like, there's the different sections of, like, the Carolinas, too, where, like, App State, that was another one that I didn't even mention when it comes to college towns. Like, the Mountain folks are built
App
different,
App State is awesome, man. It's, like, one of the most beautiful campuses.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing like going through Boone or Asheville, dude.
Yeah. That's sick. Yeah, I go right through there on the way home.
Beautiful
and, like,
drive.
Going through, like, in the fall is awesome.
Dude, it's the best.
Yeah.
The leaves all changing and stuff.
Yeah.
Who would a fourth be?
I'm just kind of blanking on.
I'm trying to think, like, and you, we'll extend it into South Carolina. We'll give some love to your neighbors to the south. So you got, like, Darius in there. You got, like, Lee Bryce in there.
Man, like, that's the, I love music, but I don't do my research on, like, where people are from.
Yeah.
Or
even just growing up listening to it. Would the Lumineers be a fourth of just, like, people that you love? I guess we would change the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, the whole thing, I guess.
Mount Rushmore of, like, your favorite. Like, all
Eric Church is definitely up there. Carolina guy.
Is that for like how, like, his
just
his
songwriting,
singing, his songwriting?
Like, songwriting and sound. Like, he just did his own thing and like kind of carved his own path. And I think that's what you have to do as an artist. Like, you can't copy somebody else. Like, he's got his, like, super stripped back stuff, and then he's got, like, his, you know, just down the middle, like, made it work where it was mainstream, you know, without compromising what his sound was and what he wanted to do. But yeah, I think he's just an incredible artist and songwriter. You know, I take a lot of inspiration from his songwriting. I love Kacey Musgraves. I think she'd probably be up there. Sturgill Simpson is up there.
There's your Americana side coming out, baby.
Yeah, I love Sturgill Simpson. It's like Tyler Childers would probably be up there too, but then there's like Stapleton as well. And then like there's no room for the classics, like, you know, Alan Jackson, Keith Whitley, Randy Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that'd probably be the top four. It would be Kacey Musgraves, Eric Church, Sturgill Simpson, Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
But
do you like the like Turtles All the Way Down era Sturgill?
I love it. I mean, I love it all. I'm not the biggest fan of like the rock album.
Yeah.
But everything else, man, is just so cool.
Yeah.
I think he's also like a good example. Just a great artist. Like he's just done so much and has such a wide variety of music. Like, you know, he's got his like traditional country record and then his like spacey country record and then bluegrass and then rock and then this last record he put out was sick. It's got some like John Mayer feel to it. Yeah. Like it's just he's just does what he wants and it works.
It's like exploratory. Like you're going on a journey of where he is at this point.
Yeah,
in time.
Exactly. But I think that's awesome. He's definitely up there with. I told somebody last night like he was my favorite. Oh, we played in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to pick one favorite, but you know he's definitely up there.
Yeah, and I feel like your favorites change over time with where you're at in your life.
For sure. I mean, like I'm on a big John Mayer kick right now too. Yeah. So I got to take a break from country music here and there. Like I feel like I listen to it and I'm like, I need to change it up and listen to something new, just get a different feel. And so I've been listening to a ton of John Mayer recently and I feel like I've been getting a ton of inspiration for that. Just like different guitar feel and different guitar country, you do the same thing, you know, you get locked into the same kind of box and then you got to listen to something to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. That's like what I do too, because obviously with Raised Rowdy, we're very country focused, but I'll dip into like rap. Like I'm on like a Big X the Plug Mexican OT kick right now. We're going to see Big X in a few weeks, actually. He's playing at Eastside Bowl, which is just going to be, that's such a small room. So to see him in there is going to be crazy. Have you gotten to go to a lot of shows in town, like since you moved out here?
Yes and no. Like I've been turned away at the door a lot because I'm 20, so yeah. I can't get into a lot of them. Even with like going, kind of trying to get in the back way and like being on the list and stuff, and you know, they still won't let you in. So, but yeah, I have been to a lot. I've been to a lot of festivals, which has been awesome. Like I saw Big X a Plug at Bonnaroo this year.
Bro, festivals are just like being a festie. There's something about like my girlfriend's not super into festivals because we go to, I think this by the end of this year we will have gone to like 7 or 8 of them, and we set up and we're involved. Like some of them were like working, but it's fun to just go and just have multiple days of music and a festival like Bonnaroo where it's all different styles. Yeah. That's like, I haven't been to that one yet, but I hear it's just the festival.
It's awesome.
Festivals.
Yeah. We were fortunate enough to play this year. So we played the campgrounds, which was awesome. We had like a full hour set.
Yeah.
And
an hour in the campgrounds, bro. That's wild. You're seeing all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah. The Bonnaroo campgrounds, I can only imagine what those
were
like.
It was awesome. I mean, truly just like one of the best shows we've ever gotten to play and been a part of. We just had a great time. Like, there's some, you know, you can go and just get it over with and play through your set, but, you know, just get up there and jamming with the, you know, with your boys is different. And we just had a great time doing it. And it was a great crowd. And then, you know, we went out there and stayed the whole weekend and got to listen to some great music too. So but yeah, we saw Post Malone, which was sick. Red Hot Chili Peppers was awesome.
Oh, that's an all time one.
Yeah, when I bought my first guitar, I can only play like Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wow.
And like, so I went and sat down and played Scar Tissue. They didn't play it, unfortunately. Yeah. So I was pretty bummed.
You know, you're seeing a good band when they can't fit all the hits into a set.
Yeah, exactly. but it was awesome. I got to see some great acts at Bonnaroo. And then like, I made it down to Two Step In down in Texas, which was cool. I went to Railbird 2 years ago and saw Tyler Childers.
Wow.
Yeah, he headlined in Lexington and like they named it Tyler Childers Day. It was like the best show I've ever seen. It was just something special about that show. And you know, like as an artist, you can feel when it's special, but like when you feel it in the crowd, it's awesome. And you could just, like the weather was awesome. The moon was like full moon in the background. It was sick.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah. That's as good as it gets when you have like the vibe of the day or the night in general, dude. Like underneath the full moon, clear sky, dog, like it's the best. The whole crowd is just on a different level.
Yeah, it was awesome. But yeah, I mean, I've just been, it's been so cool to just get to see different people play from all different styles of music. And, you know, I try to take that and incorporate it into my own set and just try to learn from other people. And I think that's a great thing about festivals. You get to see so many different people doing the same thing, but doing it their own way and just taking a little bit of everybody's stuff and putting it into your own.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite covers to play? Like mixing into the Eli Mendez show?
We do Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Ooh.
And like I'll bring out the harmonica. And
that's one where the band can kind of ball and just jam. Dude,
that's the same four chords over and over and
over. So you can get really creative and get silly on the licks.
Exactly. And then we do our song, Taylor Swift, which is always a crowd favorite.
Oh, the girls must go nuts.
Dude, they
and
love it.
And there's plenty of dudes that are like, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift. Then when that song comes on, bro, they're fucking singing.
All the girls' boyfriends are jamming. It's cool to see like different covers work in different markets. And so like when we're playing the shows, like we'll try like Last Dance with Mary Jane. We did it in Indiana.
Oh,
and it's like that first line is like, she grew up in Indiana town. And they went crazy. And then, you know, we'll just play the covers and it's like one will really connect with the crowd. And it's like in that moment, like everybody's like a fan.
Yeah.
And it's cool to like turn, to just see the crowd turn. Like you can tell from the stage, like the crowd lights up and everybody's singing along.
Yeah.
And I think that's like just a cool thing to see. Like you picked a good cover, you know, to like try to win over fans.
Yeah, when you're in Tuscaloosa, you got to play Dixieland, bro.
If the headliner doesn't play it,
yeah, check
Evan
with Evan.
Doesn't
check
play
with
it,
Evan and see if he doesn't, dude. That is one way to win over a crowd because they'll just sing back the callbacks to you, dude, and it is deafening.
It'll probably mess me up. Like it'll probably mess my playing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do that, and then we did some Jason Aldean, like early Jason Aldean, The Truth.
One of the best. That's a very underrated Aldean song. He's had so many hits over the years. Those first couple Aldean records, bro, nothing like
they're awesome.
Yeah.
And then like I think we're gonna add What Was I Thinking, Dierks Bentley.
Ooh.
It's like I've been listening to a lot of like early Dierks stuff and recently. And
yeah, curly haired Dierks, bro. Yeah, dude.
But he's got some just great stuff. And I don't know, Vincent was talking about it's cool to, he does American Kids, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
And it's like cool to see like people like sing a song like, oh, like I remember this from when I was a kid. Like they kind of forgot about it, haven't thought about a song in a while. And like you kind of get that nostalgia in for them.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see like people just be jamming to a song they heard when they were riding around with their parents in the car. And so I've been trying to think about that. Like what's something that everybody would know but haven't heard in a while and be fired up about. And so I think that'd be a good one to add. And it's just like an upbeat, energetic song.
Yeah.
Drink in My Hand. We've been doing that one a little bit too.
Ooh, a little
set opener.
Church. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Like, we only have like five songs out. And like, the one we close with is like the most upbeat and like the one we want to leave on. And so like, a lot of my stuff is kind of like lower, like down, like slower songs. And I don't want to open with like a slow song.
No, you got to get
it. And it's also like, you know, we're lucky if like, or thankful, I don't want to say lucky, thankful for like the few people that are singing along. And you know, so we want to open with something that everybody's going to know. And we grab their attention right from the start, you know. And so Drink in My Hand is what we're probably going to start opening with.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Do you have a rider yet?
No.
No?
Like we just take the whatever they can give us, like cash wise.
Water,
pick something up.
Food. Yeah, go get some snacks. What would be on it? Like what's eventually going to be on it? When you're 21, when you're old enough.
I don't know. I like to like get down to business. I don't want to be drinking a ton before the show.
You can get creative with it too. You can get like gym passes on there. You can get like batteries for the guitar and for like the packs. You can get like all kinds of random shit on there.
I like tea. Like I love to drink a tea before the show. I feel like it gets my voice in shape. So
yeah,
definitely take tea on there. Probably some like chips to have around the green room,
like one of those Lay's boxes from like Walmart where you have like
exactly.
All little individual bags.
Something for everybody.
Veggie tray or like a sandwich platter is good too.
Yeah, like that's some like cold cuts would be good.
Yeah.
Also probably some like Nerd Cluster, Sour Patch Kids. Ooh, some like candy.
All right, I know what you're getting when you're passing through Love's or Bucky's.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
that sour candy,
dude,
stuff.
I'm a big sunflower seed on the road.
Oh, you're spitting seeds.
Yeah, okay. keeps me occupied and like awake because I'm like splitting the shells in my mouth. So, but that's what I'm taking on the road, like sunflower seeds and a Slim Jim.
Okay, Simple. Were you a baseball guy growing up? Did you play baseball? No, because
that was like the one sport I didn't do.
Really? So what were you doing? You were doing like soccer?
I played soccer when I was like really little, but no. So I started doing like cross country. I ran like middle school, like early high school. Then our school got a football team and like all the guys did football. So switched over to that. And then I played basketball a little bit and then did swim and then track in the spring, golf in the spring.
Okay. So did you watch the Olympics at all?
A little bit.
Because I was going to say, those are like the Olympic sports, right?
Yeah. Dude. It's crazy to see because like I love swim. I stopped running cross country and track like early high school and then switched over to football and golf. But yeah, it's crazy to just remember like what I was running and see what they were running. But also swimming, like swimming is the hardest sport.
Dude,
it's a full body workout. And if you're not in shape, like it'll get you there. It's insane.
The people make it look so easy in the Olympics, bro.
Like you'll see the time and be like, oh, like that took them a while to do that. But it's crazy. Like I remember I would swim the 500 meters, which is like a little less than a little over a quarter mile.
So how many back and forths is that?
I don't remember. It's the longest one. Okay. It's the longest one.
The marathon of swim.
I guess so. For like high school stuff, like they have the longer stuff in the Olympics, but it would take me so long to do. Like I think like 8 minutes. And then in the Olympics they were doing, which that's really slow. Yeah. But like nobody did it. And so like you could get third place and still get points.
Yeah.
And like even if you lost, you know, like you were the last guy by like 2 minutes. So like all the guys would like switch off like who had to do it and like get points. But everybody like kills it in the Olympics and it's just like embarrassing what my time was.
Yeah, golf's a fun one too. I was on my golf team in high school for like 2 years, but I was like an alternate, so my score didn't always count. It would count enough to get the varsity letter or like the JV letter, whatever it was. But you get to play all these courses that you wouldn't normally get to play. And even though it's just like nine holes, like the golf team's very underrated high school sport where you get to play pretty awesome. Golf, bro.
It's because like I'm still not that good. I wasn't good in high school. They didn't cut anybody. So, but like you're saying, it's just free golf every day.
With your boys.
Yeah. It's a great time. Like my brothers got me into it. Like they played golf when they were like younger and they're like, oh, like you should do it. Like I wasn't running track and I just wasn't doing anything in the spring. And so I did it and like, you know, got a set of clubs. Like the coach had like a bunch of extras and he was like, hey, like just, you know, you didn't have to buy clubs for it. Free golf, like learn how to play. And it was awesome. Get out of school at like 10 o'clock to go play.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah, like you said, like my points didn't count. They just took like the top five. So,
yeah, dude. And then you get to meet other guys from like high schools nearby. Yeah. So if you do want to go like mess around and play on like a weekend or something, like you have homies to go and play with.
It was awesome too. I will say though, like not being the best on the team also pairs you with like the other team's worst players.
That's it, dude. You're all just having fun out there. You're just like, we're getting to play free golf.
So I was playing, we had like a conference. We always played nine.
Yeah.
And so, but like conference championship or whatever, like last match was 18.
Ooh.
And I got paired with this kid and like we played like triple bogey pickup. And like by the end of the season, like you've been playing every day. Like I was pretty good. You know, I was all right. At least not picking up, you know, like not getting a triple bogey every hole. But I'd be on my second shot and this kid would be picking up. Like he'd take eight shots on a par five while I was like going to hit my second. And we played that all 18. It was terrible.
And you're walking. So.
Yeah, we had to walk. So it was a pretty miserable round. But anyway, I still enjoyed golf.
Yeah, do you get to go out and play a lot since you've been here?
I still play. It's so expensive though. Like everybody wants to go all the time, and I'm like,
during COVID, it was so cheap to go, dude. There were like a lot of the courses that were around here were like 20 something bucks to play with a cart, and it was awesome. Like I got to play like 12 Stones, Nashboro Village, go up towards Kentucky and play some of the courses, and some of them like the mat. Like there was one, I forget the name of it. I played it with my buddy Garrett Biggs, and it was like raining out, and the wines on the cart path, like you're going down these fucking like mountains almost. Like mountain golf's fucking wild. But yeah, it's tougher to play now with it being so expensive.
Just adds up. Like it's like I'll definitely go play like here and there, but it just like I can't go play every day. No. I'm also just too busy to play every day. But I'd still love it. I just like being outdoors, you know. Getting some fresh air, being out on the course. Like it's just especially when the weather's nice. If it's hot, you know, it's not the best, but fall golf, like spring golf. Yeah. Love it.
That's something you can do on the road too.
Yeah.
That's something a lot of guys do on the road.
We don't have the room for it right now.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. Well, that's like when I like Muscadine, Charlie does that.
Yeah.
Charlie and Tyler and I think some of the other guys in their crew, like they pack the clubs in the bus or in the trailer.
Yeah.
And before most of the shows, Charlie's going out and playing golf.
That sounds
fun. Before load in, just go play a quick 18, like you get there in the morning.
Yeah, we went back to North Carolina. We opened up for Tracy Byrd.
That's a fun show.
It was great. Yeah, we had a great time. And it was like close enough to the hometown where a lot of the hometown was there. And so we had a blast. But the rest of the stuff, like we've been doing these little clubs, like opening for the smaller, you know, like up and coming guys. And like we get there at sound check. We go eat, we come back, play the show. This was like, we sound check at 12 o'clock and we don't play till 8. Like, it was the first time we really had time to like do something and we didn't bring anything. It's like, we should start bringing cornhole boards, like a football, like something. But we set up air mattresses outside and just laid down. Like, we drove all night the night before. Yeah. It was a pretty rough day. But that was the first time we experienced like just having to sit around a ton.
Yeah.
And I get why people bring golf clubs and a football and, you know, a frisbee or workout. You know, you got to find something to do with that downtime. So,
yeah, disc golf is fun too. Have you done that?
I haven't.
Bro, that's great because all you have to do is get the frisbee. Uh-huh. You can get those at like Academy or Walmart or something. And you only need like a couple of them and it's free to play. And there's courses like all over the country.
Nice.
So that's a good way to eat up time. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It costs you buying the frisbee. It costs you like $30. And then you can just one time and then you can just go play and you just kill time doing that.
I was talking to Braxton Keith last night. He played on that round with us. And he says he's bowls. Like, he goes and bowls before the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I thought was pretty cool. Like I've never thought about that, but he was just like, there's a bowling alley in every city.
And it's usually pretty empty during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought that was cool. Like he brings his ball on the road with him and they just go bowl.
That's not a bad idea.
No, not at all. You know, it definitely takes up some time.
Yeah.
And he was saying like bowling, like he was saying like a bunch of his buddies like go golf and stuff. And he was like, a lot of times they don't have time for that. So they just go bowl a couple frames and you know, go play the show.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And then you see people at the show and you're like, hey, I'm playing the show tonight, sell a couple extra tickets.
Yeah, and like you're probably not going to run into fans at like the bowling alley.
You're not going to get bothered.
It's empty. Yeah. So, but yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. What do you like food wise? And do you think Carolina has the best barbecue in the country?
I'm biased to it, but I think just Carolina barbecue and Texas barbecue just, I don't even consider them the same thing. Like, it's two completely different things. Because we're, like, pulled pork with, like, a vinegar sauce.
Yeah.
And I love it. But I also love Texas barbecue. There's something, it's just a different thing. You know, it's like brisket or, you know, you get some ribs somewhere. But it's just a different thing. But, yeah, I think North Carolina barbecue is the best.
Yeah.
But I also love, like, North Carolina has these hot dogs. They're called Brightleaf hot dogs.
And Brightleaf hot dogs?
Yeah, they're red.
Oh, okay. And
anyway, I love them, but like I told all the band, like we have to get somewhere in North Carolina. Like you guys got to try them. Everybody loved them.
That's good.
But yeah, those are a big like back home thing, like grilled Brightleaf hot dogs.
What are you putting on your hot dog? Are you a mustard guy, ketchup guy?
Ketchup, mustard, chili.
Wow. Ketchup, mustard, and chili.
Yeah, you order it without is what it's called.
Okay.
Can I get a hot dog without, but ketchup, mustard, chili. I guess it means like without onions and slaw, or not slaw, relish.
I was going to say without, but you're still getting three things on it.
Yeah, I think it means without onions and relish, but that's just what it's called.
When you're up in Chicago, you're going to have to go to Portillo's.
All right.
Portillo's, dude, they have hot dogs there, but they also do these like beef sandwiches, bro. They're so good. And they have their chocolate cake is insane, and they have a chocolate cake shake, like it's like a milkshake with like chocolate cake in it.
All right.
And it's like a big Chicago thing, dude, and it's, you're gonna have a lot of fun in Chicago.
I'm so excited, man. There's just, like you're saying, so many food options and just different places to try. There's a Thai place here that I love, Smiling Elephant. You ever been?
Smiling Elephant, where's that?
It's off of 8th.
Okay, it's awesome. I haven't been over there. There's so many little like hole in the wall places of everything. Yeah. That's what's cool about Nashville. You'd think it's like a southern city. There's gonna be barbecue and just hot chicken, but there's everything here, dude.
It's across from Hattie B's.
Okay,
but it's so good. I think it's the guy told me it's been there since like the 30s or something. It's been there for a really, really long time. but it's so good. I like that. I love Indian food. There's a good joint over by the airport.
Curry guy.
Yeah, it's great.
Spicy shit.
I enjoy spice, man. I enjoy a good spicy meal. To the point where it's enjoyable, you know? Like, if it's making me sweat, then it's not.
Dude, you're not doing a food challenge.
No, absolutely.
You don't want to be in pain while you're eating.
Yeah, and I didn't like hot wings growing up, but I love them now. I've been eating a lot of hot wings. But they have to be, like, super crispy.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, have a good buffalo sauce on them. But yeah, I've been eating a lot of hot wings recently, too. But I cook a lot. I'm trying to meal prep, eat healthier.
Yeah. That comes in handy on the road, dude. If you can fit like a little cooler on the road and meal prep, that is a big thing, because you're used to stopping at like Love's or Bucky's. And it's like, you're not going to go to Bucky's and not get one of the sandwiches.
Yeah, or cookie dough bites and like something sweet.
Beaver nuggets, bro. I forget the beaver twists, and they're like the bugles, like chocolate covered bugles and stuff. Yeah. Or like they have chocolate covered everything. Yeah, exactly. Dude, it's an experience. And now they have them at every point. Like you're going up north on 65. There's one in Kentucky.
Yeah, we stopped there last night.
Bro, it's great.
We that was the first time I've been to that one. But yeah, like you're saying, they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, unfortunately, I haven't done that on the road. Like we're still eating fast food. But yeah, just while we're in town or while I'm in town, like it saves so much money.
Yeah.
And then it also just healthier, you know. But I like to cook just chicken breast. I have an air fryer. It's the best. It's so quick and easy.
Dude, that's great.
It's the best.
You ever make bacon in there?
No.
My girlfriend does that. She makes the bacon in the air fryer, bro.
I bet it's good. I bet it's great, actually.
It's the fucking best, dude. You got to try that, dude. Put anything in that air fryer, dude.
I bet it's great.
It's top notch.
Yeah. No, I've been cooking that. I cook a lot of pork chops, rice.
Ooh, okay.
Just the simple stuff.
Yeah. Do you live in the city or are you out of
town? I live off of Nolensville. Okay. So like I'm like 20 minutes south of downtown.
Like Breniac kind of area? Or is that like Antioch? Yeah.
It's probably closer to Brentwood.
Okay.
Like Creve Hall.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know.
Yeah, I used to live in Antioch, bro. It was wild, dude. It was wild. Antioch during COVID was wild.
There's like an Instagram page called like Antioch something. And like you see the like street takeovers, like people drifting in the street and stuff.
Dude. Like, we get that over here in Hermitage. They do that shit in like the parking lot behind this McDonald's that's over here. You see people like because I live right around the corner from here in like the Hermitage Old Hickory area. And it's like you'll hear the cars in like the middle of the night just going meow, meow, meow. And it's like you're at a NASCAR track.
I've heard that a little bit where I'm at, but a lot of people shoot up fireworks too where I'm at. Like I'll step outside and just see fireworks. Like I live close to the Walmart and like I can see like where the Walmart parking lot would be, like over the trees, and you see fireworks shooting off. It's kind of crazy, but
yeah, that was what I would have to ask myself when I was in Antioch. Are those fireworks or are those gunshots? And then you'd hear pop pop pop, and then you'd hear the car like peeling out, like just the tires scraping. Yeah. Like, oh shit, time to go back inside. But dude, that's awesome, man. What's something that you would tell yourself a year ago? Now you've been here, you said you've been here about a year.
Yeah, I mean, just keep doing it. Keep writing. I feel like I came into it with a good attitude where I was at a year ago. Like I was just happy and excited, and I still am, you know. I'm just happy and excited and thankful for every opportunity that I've been given, and I just try to make the most of it, you know. Taking every opportunity at a show to try to convert those people to listen to my music, and just keep doing it. I feel like I was at the same place I was a year ago, like mentally, and just kind of keep my head down and keep going.
That's a good place to be, dude.
Yeah.
Because you've got, what's the team look like right now?
So I've got like two main people at Atlantic that are just, you know, talking every week.
Which congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a big deal, man. That's a big deal to have support from a major.
Yeah,
a major
it's like awesome. That. And it's like, it's super, they found me super, super early. And it's, so it's like, they're truly here for the right reasons. Like I didn't go viral and they just swooped in and like tried to pick up some cash. Like they're truly here because they believe in what we've got going on, and they believe that, you know, we can take it all away, and that makes me feel super comfortable to work with them, and I'm just super thankful for them and the opportunity they've given me. And then we've got two people at the management team that are, we're, you know, talking every day, just figuring out the schedule and just what we're doing. And then we're working with WME now. So they're booking all the shows, which has been awesome.
Isn't that nice to have somebody booking your shows and not have to be just scheduling it on your own, dude?
It's awesome.
That's a huge a huge moment when you get that.
Yeah.
You have somebody advocating for you on that.
Yeah, and we're playing like real shows, I guess. Like I grew up playing in like hometown bars and like that was fun, but like you're just kind of background music. Like what I mean by like a real show is like I appreciate all those, but like people bought tickets to come see the show and they care about the opener and they're singing along to our songs and you know obviously the covers and that's been awesome. So to get into those kind of shows where people really really care and they're there to see you, it's just been the best. WME, we got business management handling all
somebody handling all the business money, stuff. Bro, you don't have to worry about tax season. That's great. Huge.
I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Still don't have a pub deal. Still.
Really?
Yeah, just writing with anybody that'll write with me. Just not in any rush, you know.
Dude, I mean, hey, if you've got all the other stuff and you're doing the artist thing and you've got homies like Evan, Vincent, like all the other guys that you've named, like if you have those homies, it's like writing with your buddies is special.
Yeah.
You know? Especially that's who you can be vulnerable with, dude.
Yeah, and I've found like people that I feel like I get great songs with.
Yeah.
I've just found like the crew that I work well with and we're getting cool stuff, you know. But you know, definitely we'll have one someday.
Yeah.
But not in any rush, you know, we're talking to everybody and just enjoying getting to know those folks. So I think that's about it.
Yeah, dude.
And then the band, which is awesome.
Tell me about the guys in the band.
We've got Sam Hatfield on the drums. He's from New York.
My New York buddy. Where is he like from? Like the
Albany.
City? Oh, Albany. Okay, yeah. So he's like central, like upstate New York. Okay.
But great guy, killer drum player. Cam Bertolet on the bass. He's like a classical bass major.
Where's he
like,
from?
He's from Arizona.
Like okay,
Phoenix area, I believe. He's killer on the bass. Just classical bass major, knows his instrument extremely well. And then Thomas Mireles on guitar from Texas.
Nice.
And he's the same as Cam, like just knows his instrument super well. He's been touring for a really long time, you know, since he was in high school.
Wow.
And so he's just killer.
Yeah.
He's also like just got a good ear. Like he's been producing some stuff and doing demos. And
nice.
And he's got a great ear. He's kind of like MD, like he's helping build the songs and just great guys, man. And then we've added a keys player, John Lowry.
Ooh, okay.
And dude, he's killer as well. Just like
keys are like a nice little like bonus. Like
it's super cool, like because we're not running any tracks or anything, so it's like it adds so much to just fill the room with you know some like atmospheric like sound. And then I love a good like country like western piano.
Yeah.
And so he can do all that as well, which is
sick.
Awesome. So. But yeah, the guys in the band are great. They're all great guys. You know, not causing any trouble.
It's important.
They're on time.
To have that. Do you have a TM or a merch guy yet?
Nah, we're doing it all.
Doing it all yourselves is kind of cool too, dude.
But I will say that my management handles a lot. You know, they're killing it with that stuff as well. But no, we're just running it by ourselves right now. I mean, like we're not handling a whole lot. Like I'll just be like, hey, I'll be at the merch table and go back there. So, but no, it's been great, man. The guys are awesome. You know, we can sit in a truck and talk the whole time and not talk about the same thing twice, which is super cool. You know, like to know like you can like have a conversation and you know, just openly talk with the guys and enjoy it. You know, we enjoy the time together.
That's the best part about the road, dude. And you'll miss those moments in the truck or in the van or whatever you're in when you're in the bus, dude, because it's like in the bus, guys can just go to their bunks and you don't have that enclosed space where it's like you and the guys, just those funny moments. Like those are some of my favorite moments since I moved to Nashville, were those 13-hour drives to Texas in the van, dude, and talking with the guys and wherever the conversation would go, you know.
It's
the best.
That's what everybody says, is like you'll miss the van days, the truck days. But it's been awesome, man. I mean, and there's no better way to get to know your band, you know.
Yeah,
like you're stuck in the car for, you know, 10 plus hours going who knows where, and you know, you get to know a lot about the guys and you know, it goes so much deeper than just music. Get to know them on like a personal level, you know, more than just, hey, we're playing this song. And
yeah.
And yeah, they're just such great guys to be around. So
yeah, and it sounds like they're all invested, dude, which is the biggest thing. That's the cool thing. They feel invested and they're growing with you in this thing, dude.
Yeah, because I mean, we're playing for nothing, you know. Like, yeah, they're not in it for the money. So, they're great, man. Couldn't ask for better guys to be with.
That's awesome. So what do we got as far as new music coming?
Yeah, we've got an EP. I guess coming out next month. It's August. So looking for an EP in September. And it's got a couple really cool songs on there that I'm super pumped about. Sick. But yeah, that's kind of what's up next. And then just touring out the rest of the year, which that was my goal for this year, was to play as many shows as we could. And we've played some great shows this year, and we've got some great shows coming. So I'm just super excited for really next month to Thanksgiving. We're playing a lot of shows. Yeah. So, just super thankful, you know, super thankful for what we've got.
Yeah, you'll have something to talk about at Thanksgiving, all these different shows that you went to, dude.
For sure.
That's freaking awesome, man. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to come out here and do this, man.
Thank you for having me.
The Freedom hat looks good on you, too, by the way. I'm glad you grabbed that one. I got more merch in the truck. We'll hook you up with some stuff. And anytime you want to do a round or a Raise Rowdy show, we'd love to have you. I know we've been messaging back and forth on a date that would work for our loser stuff. So we'd love to have you, dude. And thank you so much for coming on, and love watching the rocket ship take off, dude.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to see where it is and when the EP comes out and all of that, dog. So everybody can find you. It's Eli Winders Music, right?
Yes, sir.
Eli Winders Music and EliWinders.com for all the tour dates, bro. It's exciting stuff, man. You're at a great place to where you'll look back. We're looking back to where you were a year ago, and then you'll fast forward a year and look back to where you were now and where you are then, like... It's a fun time, dude. So enjoy every second of it, seriously.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, thank you so much to Eli Winders for coming on. Y'all be sure to be on the lookout for the new music. Check out his stuff, Spotify, Apple, and of course, the website, EliWinders.com. And be on the lookout for all the tour dates. Tucker Wetmore tour coming up, the show with Evan, and more stuff, I'm sure, that'll be popping up and getting announced over time.
Yeah, we've got a couple we're getting ready to announce, I guess. A couple more here and there. So hope to see you at a show.
Hell yeah. Well, you guys, thank you as always for watching, listening. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, tell your mama and them. For more on us, visit RaisedRowdy.com. Shout out to our friends from Surfside Iced Tea Vodka. Check out the lemonade. Visit Surfside, drink Surfside on the socials, and they are available everywhere. They just came out with that new green tea and that new lemonade variety pack that is supposed to be very, very good from what I've heard. So for my man Eli, I'm Matt Brill. This has been Outside the Round.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Couple tricks on my sleeve, they usually just make them leave. So if you know